Onondaga County officials are starting to learn more about those who've tested positive for COVID-19. So far, 45 people have the virus, 13 of them in Syracuse. The rest are scattered across just about every town in the county. County Executive Ryan McMahon says people of all ages are getting sick, but most are under age 50. 4 are hospitalized. He says of the 900 test results so far, 4 to 5% are positive. McMahon says they expect similar numbers to come back in the next few days.
So our number will go up, and that's what we need to do. We need to figure out as a community who is sick. We need to get these people help. We need to get these people into mandatory isolation. We need to get people who have had direct contact with them into quarantine. That's how we bend the curve. So this is something we knew would happen. And right now we're very lucky that we've been able to do the robust testing that we have.
He says tests are being conducted at hospitals, primary care doctors, and at the triage testing site, and that the numbers are starting to level off. McMahon repeated the importance of keeping children apart and told young adults returning from spring break and snowbirds returning from the south to self-quarantine. He warned we could be dealing with the coronavirus for months, not weeks, if people don't behave responsibly.
If we want to see a quicker and stronger economic recovery, we social distance. We're smart. We realize we're going to have pain for the next 2, 4, 5, 6 weeks. The longer people in our community don't take this seriously, the longer we're going to be in a situation where we only have essential businesses reporting to work, and that our healthcare infrastructure is going to be working around the clock trying to quarantine and identify sick patients.
McMahon says for those who don't take it seriously, such as groups playing basketball or congregating outside of corner stores, other measures might have to be taken. Meanwhile, McMahon says they're looking into an emergency triage ICU site in case they're hit with a flood of illnesses requiring intensive care. And he says he'll suggest to the state that underutilized Bristol-Myers Squibb plant in East Syracuse could serve as an ideal manufacturing site. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.